are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Is it just me, or is this whole Republican primary just totally ruining the holidays? I mean, I am getting so sick of these polls and this person being in the lead and this person falling behind. All right, so yesterday they were saying Newt Gingrich fell 13 points in a poll. Now, I couldn't find that poll. I don't know what poll they were talking about. All right, but they said Newt Gingrich has fallen, is now neck and neck with Mitt Romney, yet in the Tea Party poll, he's still ahead. Yet Ron Paul is ahead in an Iowa poll, but to me, there's half a dozen different polls in every state going on, all right? And so, you know, I'm confused, okay? You know, now the news is all about Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. Okay, well, you know, fine, but I think you're confusing all of us. There's a Gallup poll, there's a straw poll, there's the Tea Party poll, there's an Iowa poll, there's a caucus poll, and I think it's confusing all of us, and maybe they're doing that on purpose because this is how they want to confuse the voters. It's very confusing, right? I flip all the time through Fox, MSNBC, CNN, HLN. I just flip through because I'm tired of the commercials. I mean, commercials are important, you know, and please listen to the commercials, you know, that air on GCN, you know, good sponsors, God bless them. But, I flip through because I don't like to sit through the commercials, and every station is showing a different poll, showing a different winner. Now, hopefully, you all are smarter than that, and obviously if you're listening to my show, you're smart. Okay, so I'm sure none of you let these polls sway you. Whichever candidate you feel is the right candidate, you're going with and you're supporting. But I hate the whole manipulation. You know, I hate the so now, I'm just looking through, you know, for medical news, and USA Today says here, despite money and support, Ron Paul's still not in the lead. Well, didn't they just say on CNN Ron Paul was in the lead in one of the polls? So I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I don't even know who I want anymore. Nobody has convinced me what they're going to do with Obamacare. And if Obamacare gets repealed, well, fine and dandy. But what are you really going to do for health care? Okay, you know, I want to know what you're going to do. I don't think anybody knows. So my guess is health care may fall to the wayside. I mean, if it has to because of pressing Iran issues, I'm okay with that. But, you know, I think it would be smart to give us some sort of a plan. Otherwise, we're all going to be freaking out about Mitt Romney care. So just like I said, really be careful. Realize that these polls, there's tons of different polls going on right now. And depending which poll fits which media outlet's delivery, you know, and what they want to deliver, that's the one they're going to, you know, broadcast on, you know, and that's the one they're going to cover. So just, you know, take it all with a grain of salt. Okay. Don't vote on who you think is going to win. Yeah, I know a lot of people and now, mind you, many of you still haven't donated, and I understand why. I'm one of them, okay? You know, usually with elections, I like to be the first one to donate because I want to help things out, but I'm glad I waited because of what happened with Herman Cain, you know? I liked Herman Cain. I knew him. Smart guy. I liked what he stood for, you know? I mean, imagine, you know, all the money those people lost with that campaign. So, you know, For me, yes, I like to wait and see, and then whoever needs the support in this next election, yes, I'm going to want to help, whatever I can do in this recession, you know, whatever I could do. But it's just frustrating to see the whole psychology of somebody being ahead by 13 points and somebody not being ahead by 13 points. Okay, what's going on? And is that happening because of media manipulation? I can't stand the fact that our news media, the liberal media, can control elections. I can't stand that. But it happens. It's very, very easy to do. Very easy. You know? I think people are believing it. So now the big talk of the town this week is Newt Gingrich is losing his stance. Newt Gingrich is he? Or is that just what the media wants you to believe? So you start looking back at Romney or you start looking at Ron Paul. What's going on here? So like I said, be very careful. Okay, I think a lot of these polls are really confusing us. I wish there was a website that showed us every single poll. I'm sure there is. If you guys know of one, please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I'm sure there's probably about 50 different polls going on right now, and each of them with different results and different percentage points. All right, just, you know, take with a grain of salt. Now, we were talking about how it looks like the Supreme Court is going to be reviewing the Affordable Health Care law. And from what I understand, they're going to be doing it for 3 days in March. All right. This has been reported today that what they're going to do is 3 days between March 26th to March 28th, they're going to hear oral arguments. All right. But it sounds like it's only going to be a few hours here, a few hours there. They say the court has allotted 2 hours for argument over whether Congress's passage of the individual mandate exceeded the legislature's power to regulate interstate commerce or lay and collect taxes under Article 1 of the Constitution. So they're going to give that 2 hours. Then the court will hear an hour of argument on Monday, March 26th, over whether a Reconstruction-era federal statute bars the justices from making a decision on the individual mandate's constitutionality until the provision goes into effect 2014. Remember the three things we were talking about that the Supreme Court have to look at? One is the constitutionality of the mandate. Two is, if it is deemed unconstitutional, is the whole law thrown out or just that part of the law? And number three, can they even discuss this and review it when it hasn't even taken effect until 2014? So those are the three things the Supreme Court has to address. So they're going to hear the arguments in March, from what I understand, an hour here, hour there, a couple hours here or there. I mean, boy, whatever happened to the 8 to 10 hour workday? I don't know. I don't know. And then they're going to make a decision by June. Boy. Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but I got to tell you, the media is making the Supreme Court justice job look pretty cush. Right? You know, they get to decide. I don't know if they eat popcorn. I don't know if they do a pizza party. Pizza party at Ruth Ginsburg House. We'll talk about this. I don't know how they do it. But it will be interesting. But keep in mind, all right, even if it gets repealed, which I think is the right plan of action, because there's too much gook in this bill that's going to possibly cause our healthcare system to completely collapse. And we've talked about those reasons. I've delineated them. All right, what next? Yeah, you know, you can't just repeal it and go back to the way it is, because we've promised everybody health care and our system is a complete mess as it is now. Of course, I say go piece by piece, bill by bill, and see where it goes. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Now, many of you are about to get on a flight for Christmas vacation. And by the way, happy Hanukkah. All right, for those that are celebrating Hanukkah, I want to talk a little bit about history of Hanukkah. Cool stuff. All right, there's a lot of misconceptions about all the Maccabees and the grease we eat. But listen, you're about to get on a plane, and we just need to talk about some germs on the plane. All right, I think a lot of us forget that, you know, this is where most of us get our winter colds. It's on the plane. All right. You know, one study says that catching a cold is as high as 20% increased risk for those that are air traveling during the Christmas season. Of course, you know, planes are packed. Everybody's, you know, kind of either getting over a cold or starting to get a cold. So it's very, very easy. Now, the air is supposed to be recirculated on the plane. All right. The plane is supposed to have these HEPA filters and they're supposed to capture, they say, 99.9% of bacterial and virus carrying particles. But when the air circulation is shut down, which sometimes happens when you guys are on the, you know, runway, just waiting there or, you know, waiting to get to the gate, or if passengers are boarding or exiting, et cetera, you know, that's not when the circulation of the plane is on. And so unfortunately, that's when you could get sick. Now, back in 1979, they had done a study where if a plane sat for 3 hours with its engines off and no circulating, okay, and they found that 72% of the 54 people on board had gotten sick within 2 days, and they found that a flu strain had come from one passenger. So the FAA issued an advisory in 2003 saying, look, all right, if the plane is going to be sitting, all right, passengers need to be removed within 30 minutes. All right, if there's no air circulation. Of course, compliance is mandatory, you know. It depends. I'm getting this from Wall Street Journal. Right. But maybe that's why, you know, if you notice, there seems to be this kind of 30-minute thing where the plane comes in, you need to board, and they want to leave within 30 minutes. Right. Do you ever notice that people are coming off and you're like, okay, well, the plane's supposed to take off in 30 minutes. How are they going to get off when we get on quickly? Well, they need to bust a move. They need to. Now, where are the danger zones? Well, of course, people sitting beside you, in front of you, behind you, if they're coughing, you have an issue. I mean, I bring my mask with me. I don't care. I'll wear a mask. You know, I don't care if it looks rude. It's just I don't want to breathe the stuff in. Not that the mask is going to really help you. I mean, you'll really have to get a high filtration mask. But, you know, keep in mind, if somebody coughs, even though you have the filtration air in the HEPA system on the airplane, it doesn't mean you know, that bug is going to go straight into that system. There's a chance you're going to breathe it before it goes. So, of course, that's why people get sick, you know. Also realize when you are in a plane, you know, let's say 30,000 feet, okay, it's still dry, all right. Your higher altitude, your higher elevations, of course, being 30,000 feet, I mean, you know, you're looking at low humidity, very dry, and viruses do better in dry climates. All right. And you also have to keep in mind that you're not really sitting in a sterile environment. So it could be dirty. You could have viruses and bacteria from the previous flight that are sitting there, like the tray tables. I like to bring, and I don't do this all the time. I'm not obsessive compulsive, and I think I need to be. I really think I need to be because I used to have, you know, for my kids when they were really young, these antimicrobial wipes. So I would wipe things down because they dropped their little binky or their bottle. And I stopped doing it when it was older. But honestly, that's a great thing to do. You get those little travel packs and you wipe off the tray table. You're going to be eating off that tray table. Right? You know, you wipe off the arms of the seats. You know, I mean, you're going to pick up bugs. And, you know, there's some nasty stuff that you could do. You know, we were talking about in the news in the previous hour that Dutch scientists have been playing around with the avian flu, the H5N1, and have come up with a more virulent, more contagious strain that could kill more than the H5N1 can kill now. And I don't know why they did it. I don't know if they're goofing off. Maybe somebody bet somebody else. Hey, George, look what I can do. But they were able to do it. Now, of course, the U.S. is asking them, okay, please don't publish all the details. But, of course, they want to because they want to get credit for what they could do. But unfortunately, you know, these strains have the power to mutate either naturally or man-made. And, you know, pretty scary stuff. And I'm not saying that because I want you guys to worry because you're going on a plane. But just realize viruses have the capacity to do weird things. Now, I'm really nervous about scientists playing around with these viruses and having very deadly, virulent forms. Now they better get their acts into gear and come up with an antidote. Right? Come up with a vaccine or some sort of treatment for that. Okay, yeah, that's nice. You could come up with something deadly. Yeah, hurrah. But please come up with something that we could take if, God forbid, a bad guy gets a hold of it and decides to do some bioterrorism. But anyway, guys, if you're about to go on a plane, my recommendation is the same thing I've been recommending just to prevent any colds. You got to hydrate. Okay, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink. And you know how I talked about I'll come home from a day at work in the office, medical clinic, and I'll take a hot shower? Right? It's very difficult to take a shower on a plane because I don't think there's showers. So my recommendation then is to use like a saline nasal flush. Okay, saline nasal flush. Again, moisture, because remember, viruses and bacteria do better in dry climates. So you need to moisten your nasal passages. You know, they say open up your air vent. The Wall Street Journal says aim it so it passes just in front of your face. That makes sense. Okay? Filtered airplane air can help then direct the, you know, the little viruses and bacteria away from you. So that's a good idea. All right? If you are near a cough or a sneezer, try to save seats. If you can't, I'd say wear a mask. It's interesting. They're actually saying avoid the airline pillows and blankets. It makes sense. They aren't washing these things, right? They aren't rewashing them. So you're putting your head on, you know, somebody else's stuff. That could be an issue. So don't use that. I bring my own pillows. And, of course, clean your hands pretty frequently. Oh, look, they even said disinfectant wipes. That's what I say. See? Yeah. And they say void seat back pockets. Now, this is a biggie. I use that seat back pocket. There's no room. You're in a plane. Your knees are banging the seat in front of you. There's no place to put anything. So I put, like, the soda can. You know, I always ask for the whole can. Right, you know, because then I don't have to deal with the, you know, cups and the ice. But think about it. The soda can goes into the front pocket. Nobody's cleaning out their front pocket. So you pull out the soda can and you're touching the soda can. It's on your fingers. You see how OCD you could become? Look at how OCD it's so easy. Think about the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you have to touch the things. But, you know, walk around with the wipes. The one thing I'm noticing is you don't look that OCD anymore with the wipes and the hand sanitizers. Now, true, some people are looking at you like, okay, you're going to cause superbugs because we're using antimicrobials and hand sanitizers all the time, then now we're going to be getting superbugs. But, you know, for the most part, it's not as OCD as it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You know, I mean, it's funny. I have a friend who I've always considered OCD, and we traveled with their family once, and he did most of the stuff. I grabbed a bunch of pillows and blankets for the kids, and he said, no, I don't want them. And I'm like, oh, my God, please. You know, but it's interesting because these are now the recommendations they're making so we don't get sick. I can't tell you, after Thanksgiving, we finally got busy. Now, this recession, we've been really slow in the Southwest, really slow. And all of a sudden after Thanksgiving, we got busy. Not that I wanted to be busy for this reason, but people got sick. Why the airplanes? So, if you go into flying and, you know, planning on getting sick, you're going to get sick. Be careful. But my recommendation is, okay, make sure a few days before, you should be getting your vitamins up anyway, but get your vitamins in, drink your orange juice, get the vitamin C in natural forms if you can, eat healthy, make sure you're hydrated, drink a lot of water. Right when you get off the plane and you go to your mother-in-law's or whatever, take a hot shower. Of course, close the door. You don't want to give her a scare. But keep in mind that you might have been exposed to something. And this is what happens. Now, personally, I think sometimes colds do help increase our immune system, but I don't want people purposely getting sick, especially if you're diabetic, if you're older, if you're younger, etc. Planes get dirty. That's the point of that topic, okay? And, you know, back to these Dutch scientists and the H5N1 avian flu. I'm afraid of the avian flu. Remember, the avian flu is not in our flu shot. Our flu shot has the flu plus the swine flu. Okay? Couple strains of the flu and the swine flu. No avian flu vaccine yet. No. So just, you know, I understand being published. I'm not published, but I understand being published is, pretty heroic. And it's highly esteemed, but please don't be messing with something nasty. Speaking of vaccines, looks like malaria vaccine, scientists at Oxford University said they developed one. They say they developed a vaccine against the nastiest malaria bugs, right? Especially the deadly ones. So they think it'll neutralize most strains of the P. falciparum, which is the malaria parasite. Hopefully this is something they can now use because malaria still kills many, many people in Africa and many other countries, especially in the third world. So not a big problem for us in the Americas, but still it would be nice for them to have a vaccine that will help people of other countries. Plus, when we travel, you don't have to be taking that medicine, you know, that usually have to take, you know, mefloquine or whatever. You know, you can at least get vaccinated before you go. So good. Okay, those researchers, they're doing what they're supposed to. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, talk about foods that will help prevent pancreatic cancer. And a man drives 225 miles with his dead wife next to him in the passenger seat. Why? Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thank you to Kyle for working the dials tonight. All right, so a man, 71 years old, drives his wife for about 225 miles, who had died next to him in the passenger seat. Okay, why? All right, well, the Canadian couple were returning home early from a vacation in Oregon. And the wife, who was 75 years old, had begun having health problems. And they were driving from Oregon back to Canada. And apparently she had died near, from what I can understand, Washington. Now, the 71-year-old husband said he kept driving because he didn't know what to do with the body. All right, he didn't know. Not that he was going to dump the body. I mean, he was freaking out, and there was no foul play. It just, he didn't know if he could cross the border. About 20 miles south of Canada, he pulled over to call authorities to find out whether he could cross the border. And so I guess he went through the OnStar system. OnStar's pretty cool, all right? So OnStar was really like, put him in touch with dispatchers in Okanogan County who persuaded him to stop at the town of Tenasket. All right, and then I guess, let me see, they said he needed a permit. He ended up taking her to the hospital. But what had happened is he had driven all that while because he didn't know if he could take her across the border. All right? And then right now, the woman's body will remain in the U.S., legally transported across the border. See, things you don't think about. I don't go across the border too much. I mean, I've been to Mexico, I think, once or twice. You don't think about it. You know, you think he would take her to a hospital, you know, when this happened. That's really what he should have done, because maybe she could have been revived. We don't know why she died. We don't know what happened. We don't. But it's sad. It's really sad. That must have been really scary for him. It just, these are just one of those weird stories where you're like, really? Really? All right. Okay, here's another weird story. Mother, 35 years old, had sex with her daughter's underage friends on dozens of occasions. I guess it was a ping pong game. The mother is facing up to 80 years in jail. I believe she's from Oklahoma. All right. Tessa Gay, 35 years old, is alleged to have played sexual charged game of ping pong with another teen where the winner was allowed to intimately touch the loser. So she was doing this with her daughter's male friends. I got to tell you, that takes cougar to a whole nother step. Not good. She's the mother of one, has admitted to underage sex charges. Apparently her first affair was with a 15-year-old boy, right? She has had sex more than 20 times, this boy. Crazy stuff. Then another victim was only 14, but wanted to play the game. I mean, you know, parents, your 14-year-old boy could be playing with a 35-year-old woman sex ping pong. I didn't even know sex ping pong existed. Did you? Did you? I didn't know. I mean, I must be so avid. I've been married almost 15 years. Celebrating our anniversary in a couple days. 15 years of marriage. No, sorry, we never played that. I mean, are we supposed to? Right? Is that like a new thing? You know, it's so funny because I'll let patients come in and they'll say, yeah, so I was doing the, you know, cinnamon swirl and this happened. I was like, oh yeah, the cinnamon swirl. Yeah, it happens all the time. I'm like, what the hell is the cinnamon swirl? I mean, I don't know what these are called anymore. There's all these new sexual acts and names and things I just don't get. You know, if it wasn't for me occasionally watching South Park, I would really be naive. All right, but just absolutely crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know, this is another sad case, all right? There's a girl in England, beautiful girl, a model, who apparently was having a pretty successful modeling career. Well, a boy she wanted to date texted her, canceling going to the movies. So she goes on Facebook, and she writes, I am going to kill myself tonight, quote unquote. Okay, she was upset the date fell through. She wrote that on Facebook, and she actually threw herself in front of a train. We're talking about just a guy deciding not to go to the movies with her. And when you look at this woman, this girl, 16 years old, she's a model. I mean, an absolute beautiful model. Got a great gig, was a good student. And she had told her friends on Facebook she was upset. And she wasn't stood up, it just, you know, he canceled. Now, what blows my mind with this is, you know, we had a couple deaths this year from friends of ours whose daughters had committed suicide. Both of them were daughters. Parents had absolutely no idea, no idea at all that there was an issue. And, you know, you'd look at this girl. She's beautiful. She's obviously pretty popular. She's an A student, has a modeling career. And then just because of it, I mean, it wasn't even a heavy breakup. This was just not going to the movies. And you wonder, now again, they aren't saying anymore. I mean, we don't know if there was any foul play. We don't know if there was any drugs. But this is why you need to watch what your kids are texting and Facebooking. I mean, you need to know what's going on. This just scares the hell out of me that something like this could happen. Just absolutely frightening. Frightening. I mean, breakups happen. Dates get canceled. You know, this whole cyberbullying and seeing kids bullied their whole life and dying crushes you. Any suicide crushes you. But, you know, you look at your family, you know, whenever you hear that, you go, okay, well, hopefully my kids, you know, I don't think they're getting bullied. I think they're happy at school. I think they're, no. You know, you don't have to be bullied to commit suicide. These kids that have everything going for them are just, I don't know where they're getting the idea. I don't know. You know, from what I heard, one of the boys on the Lady Gaga had done a campaign against suicide and had this a YouTube video. I forget what it's called. And for some reason, my mind's escaping. And somebody who helped make the video and was a part of it saying, you know, look, talk about it. You know, you don't have to make that decision or whatever. He ends up killing himself. Why is there such an epidemic of teenage suicide? Why? What, is life really that bad? Now, we know breakups are happening, right? Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher broke up. I guess Jessica Lange and Sam Shepard are splitting. Jessica Lange was, I didn't realize, married to Mikhail Baryshnikov. Really? Really? The guy from, you know, the ballerina? Anyway, so now she's splitting from Sam Shepard. Deborah Messing and her husband, you know, Will and Grace, Grace splitting from her husband after 10 years of marriage. Chaz Bono and fiance Jennifer breaking up. I guess Chaz Bono was a girl, decided to be a guy, and then fell in love, but that's fallen through. So, look, breakups happen all the time. I mean, maybe we need to have a lot of suicide prevention. Maybe we have to have, you know, classes in school, you know, showing it's not that bad. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know, because, I mean, things happen all the time. You know, it's interesting. I'll have patients that have been cheated on. And, you know, men get cheated on, women get cheated on, but the women that are sitting down on the table crying, you know, how could this happen? I wasn't pretty enough. You know, I tell them, I go, look, Jennifer Aniston got cheated on by Brad Pitt. So if Jennifer Aniston, considered one of the most beautiful women in the world, could get cheated on, we all can. Okay? We all can. I mean, it's not, you know, just a certain group of stereotypical people. Right? And it's just frightening. Absolutely frightening. Another thing that's frightening is, this is a crazy story. There were two brothers. One brother who looks like had multiple arrests for cocaine. And his brother, they were in a car driving. I guess they got pulled over, all right, for a light issue. And the older brother tells his younger brother, look, you got to eat the cocaine. I got cocaine on me. It's up my butt. Let me take it out. You got to eat it, because if I get one more bust, I'm in for life. So he convinces his brother to do it, you know, to be a good brother. The brother eats all the cocaine in the back of the police car and ends up dying within an hour. And of course, when it came time to, you know, talk to the, you know, hospital, when, you know, he was trying to be treated, the brother didn't say where the cocaine came from. Of course, he said, I think it's a cocaine. I mean, didn't really jump in to help. And it's crazy. I mean, these are brothers, for crying out loud. Well, anyway, this guy, I think, is going to be put away for life. Anyway, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels
panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Don't forget to visit my website. You can email me with any questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, this is a miracle, all right? There was a little boy, all right, Jake Fink Bonner, little boy from Washington, ended up getting a very horrible bacteria infection of his face that actually almost killed him when he was about 6 years old. Now, the fact that he survived, even the Pope is saying this is a miracle. I mean, this has gotten, and he actually signed a decree authenticating that this was a miracle. All right. Apparently, he had, this was back on February 11, 2006, he had fell. Bumped his mouth against the base of a portable basketball hoop, right? He was playing basketball for the Boys and Girls Club, but on the surface was some strep A bacteria. And this bacteria caused a necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing fasciitis is where the bacteria gets in. It goes under the skin goes through the fascia, which connects, is kind of the base layer, and boom, it could spread like, I mean, it could like ignite type of thing. And it's considered the flesh-eating bacteria. When you see pictures of this boy, he was in Children's Hospital in Seattle, face completely, I mean, it just looked like it was eaten. I mean, completely. I believe he had to be intubated. I believe he had to be, you know, tubes, et cetera, difficulty eating. Well, you know, luckily, the ninth day of his hospitalization, he took a turn. All right, he even had surgeries, you know, debriding and removing the damaged flesh, they say. He took a turn, and then, of course, slowly started to heal, was able to go home. And, you know, nobody thought he would make it. I mean, this was just absolutely amazing. So it just, you know, I love these success stories because, you know, you hear about, you know, kids that die and people that die from, you know, these nasty infections. And, you know, children, they're vulnerable. I mean, they're, you know, a little kid gets an infection like this. It's just horrifying. So, you know, miracles. Talk about miracles. It is Hanukkah. First night of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah for any of you celebrating. For those of you not really too familiar with the whole Hanukkah holiday, it's pretty cool. There is some history. I love the whole history. You know, it kind of dates back to 2nd century B.C. So about 200 B.C., the Second Temple in Jerusalem got destroyed. There was a lot of Syrian fighting with the people of Judea, which was, you know, the Jews, Hebrews that were living there. And Syria had, well, the original king, Antiochus, Seleucid king, I can't pronounce that too right, okay, he basically was pretty cool, you know, let Jews live in this area, continue practicing religion, but the son didn't, and the son wanted to outlaw the Jewish religion, wanted to make Jews believe in Zeus and the Greek gods. They smashed the temple, erected an altar to Jews, to Zeus and Juice. Yeah, you can see him getting thirsty. Anyway, so there was fighting, all right? So there was a Jewish priest called Mattathias and his sons. He had five sons known as the Maccabees. Remember Maccabees? Judah kind of led the Maccabee fight, all right? The Maccabees, as well as other people, revolted. From what I understood, there were two groups. Those that said, you know what? Don't kill us. We'll believe in whatever you want us to believe. And then there were those that said, no, we'll fight. Well, after a couple years, looks like the Maccabees were able to get the Syrians out of their land. They were able to reconstruct the temple. And then there was a menorah that they wanted to light, all right, to celebrate this event. And it had eight candlesticks, or I don't want to say candlesticks, but areas that the oil was supposed to light. But they only had enough oil for one day. So the miracle was that the oil actually lasted for eight. And it wasn't supposed to. They don't know how the oil lasted that long. So we looked at it as a sign of God, you know, smiling upon us. Everybody was happy. And now we celebrate by eating fried foods. Now, I don't think that's why we eat fried foods. A lot of people think the potato latkes and the potato pancakes, which are delicious, by the way. I mean, oh, my gosh, you have to. You know. But here's the thing. I've gone to places like delis those aren't good. I don't like a lot of the potato pancakes sold at delis because I have a lot of people say, no, Di, I've tasted them. No. You got to get them handmade. You got to make them yourself. The potato, the onion, the salt, the pepper. It's kind of like a McDonald's hash brown, but 1,000 times better. That's how good it is. Yeah, I mean, it's good. Sometimes you can make it chunky. Sometimes you can make it fluffy. Unfortunately, the ones I ate were thick like hockey pucks. They were tasty, but they're just kind of rolling through my, you know, bowels kind of slow and, you know, but it's a great holiday, you know, but the funny thing is people think that Hanukkah is like our Christmas. It's not. You know, the reason why Jews celebrate Hanukkah so elaborately is because of Christmas. I mean, we love Christmas, you know, and I got to tell you, it's really tough on the Jewish kids, you know, to not get to celebrate Christmas. You know, it blows. I mean, I tell you, I love Christmas trees. I love, you know, we get to decorate a tree for Opportunity Village. It's a group that helps cerebral palsy, autism, adults, et cetera. Gets them to work programs, houses them, etc. So their big fundraiser is this Opportunity Village Forest, where people donate a tree. And then they decorate the tree, and, you know, they put happy holidays on it and stuff. And so there's a forest of beautifully decorated trees. You know, I mean, local benefactors, TV, newspapers, etc. So absolutely beautiful display. They have rides, they have food, funnel cakes, etc. So they raise great amounts of money on this one huge fundraiser. Brilliant idea. It's beautiful. We love Christmas. You know, and as a Jew, I think Christmas trees are wonderful. I love it. But Hanukkah was not the big festive day of the year Purim is, which is a holiday we celebrate in the spring. You know, and but Hanukkah, you're really not supposed to take off work. You're not supposed to take off school. It's not one of the solemn holidays. You know, we have our New Year, which is really solemn, and we take time off. And I know there's other solemn holidays. But over the years of the generations, we made Hanukkah really festive because it comes between November and December. You know, they go by the lunar calendar. So sometimes it could be, you know, end of December. Sometimes it could be end of November. You know, it's crazy. It's different times each year. So, and I'm glad we do it. You know, I think it's fun. You know, a holiday with gifts. Why not? I think it's fun, peace to earth. You know, when you sing your songs, I mean, true, we gamble. I understand that. Our Jewish kids gamble. They play the dreidel game, right? And depending on what the dreidel lands on, you have to put, you know, your gold coins in, chocolate coins in, or you take them out, right? Or you do nothing, or you take it all. Kind of like a Jewish poker type of thing, except, you know, there's really no deceit, you know, in trying to bluff. I can't cheat. I've tried to cheat. You can't weight the dreidel down. It's a little top. You can't really do much to it. But, I mean, I suppose you can weight it, but I don't know how. I'm not that good. So, yeah, the kids are kind of gambling a little bit. But it's fun. Come on. It's fun. But it's a great holiday. But I just love the holidays. I think it's so healthy. And just God bless every one of us who's celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah this week. All right? Okay. Now, really cool story I wanted to talk to you about. We have been trying to hit all the medical highlights. One medical report that came out today was there's certain elements that you could increase in your diet that may help postpone pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer, especially the exocrine kind, scares the hell out of us. Now, Steve Jobs had the endocrine kind. All right, this was a slower growing, usually has a better prognosis, but unfortunately he still succumbed to it. Exocrine was the kind that is more common, more aggressive, and that's what Patrick Swayze had. All right, and I think a radio host also just died today from pancreatic cancer. You know, so it's, you know, very, very high mortality. Well, researchers found that if you have a diet rich in selenium and nickel, it can help cut the risk of deadly pancreatic cancer. All right, there's certain foods that have this. They said pancreatic cancer, of course, only 5% of patients are still alive after 5 years. We talked about that. It kills 80% of people in under a year. Pretty, pretty scary. All right. But they found high levels of selenium or nickel could lower the risk, whereas high levels of lead, arsenic, and cadmium could boost the risk. Also smoking. Right. They say a third of pancreatic patients smoked. So that's, of course, very concerning. All right. So what foods are high in nickel? So nickel, they say lentils, oats, and nuts, asparagus, mushrooms, pears, peas, tea, and beans. And, of course, selenium. I am so sorry. I don't know what's going on. We have a weird button that does that. And it's selenium. Foods like Brazil nuts, bread, fish, sunflower seeds, oily fish like tuna and sardine, and eggs. All right? But try to avoid lead. Try to avoid arsenic, of course. We would. You know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, lead, I get nervous. I chewed on my pencil. I was a huge pencil chewer, and I didn't mind the taste of my lead, so I'm really nervous. You see, you know, this helps. It's nice to know what foods you can eat, you know, but I think a practical study is, you know, okay, what happened to all of us pencil chewers, or what's going to happen to us? All right, guys, you have a great, great rest of the night. I will be back tomorrow. Please stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take care.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.